Back for another year. I feel so much better about having you guys here because this year I don't have to perform. I'm not so nervous. It's the Singing with the Stars for Mental Health. Back again coming up here real soon in October the 8th at TCU once again. We've got Curtis here to tell us about the important programs that this will be funded with. But first, let's start with you, Laura. You organized this thing. I remember you last year. You did such an amazing job and it was so much fun. How are you doing it again this year?
Thanks for having us, Gregor. Well, we're heading into our third year, and of course, I do not do this alone. We have an amazing committee. There's so many people who make this event happen, and we've already raised over $260,000 in the last 2 years, so I think this is going to be the best year yet, and that's because of the amazing generosity of our community, people who come to the event, and if they can't make it, the people who vote for their favorite pair on our website, singingwiththestars.ca.
Yeah, this is like, if you've not been to this before, and this is, yeah, again, the third year, it's really well done. Like, when I performed last year, we did the little pre-videos, and they're up there, and the lights are going, and it's, I can't sing, but you pair some people that can sing with, like, a real singer, and then you learn so much that then you can sing by the end, and it's super exciting. And so this year, you've got more exciting pairs and goings-on for the night.
Yes, this year's lineup is fantastic. We've got Brody Siebert, Jay Semko, Sonia Reed, Jordan Poehler, just to name a few that are going to be taking the stage. Gregor, you were amazing last year. Those chaps were something.
They were something. They were a something. I don't know if they helped or hindered. I'm sure there's people that have not slept since last year after looking at those. Who do you think's really going to blow everybody away this year? Who's like? Have you watched some of the performances yet? Are they
so
still
this Thursday
doing quiet planning?
Is our video shoot and our rehearsal with the band.
Nice.
Scott Patrick's band is going to be taking the stage this year.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really excited. I haven't heard anyone's duet yet, but there's some really good songs that are picked. Pink Pony Club in a country slower version is I hear one someone's doing.
Goodness.
So yeah, I think it's going to be lots of fun.
Pink Pony Club, that's going to be worth it just in and itself. And then of course all of the money that's raised here goes to the these amazing programs with the Schizophrenia Society of Saskatchewan, which Curtis, you're here to represent. How important are these dollars for you? What does this mean?
Well, this is amazing, Gregor, to have this event for the third year in a row. And we like to thank Mary Ellen and Laura Buckwald for all of their hard work with their amazing committee to put on this event and provide services throughout Saskatoon and area for people with mental health illnesses and their families. And we have an exciting conference taking place at a mental health conference taking place September 25th at Prairieland Park. It's a full-day event. Dr. Greg Wells and Jessica Jansen are both keynote speakers and award-winning authors. We have breakout sessions on various mental health topics. We also have a lived experience panel sharing stories of recovery, display booths. Anyone in the community can register. It's only $30. And if people have the lived experience of mental health and they are on a fixed income, we will help them with that cost. And also our exciting partnership program that gives stigma reducing presentations at high schools, community groups, colleges across Saskatchewan, sharing stories of recovery from bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety, depression, addictions to reduce stigma with those with the lived experience, their family members and healthcare workers. And I'd like to thank all of those amazing stigma busters for being so brave and courageous and going out in the community and sharing these stories to reduce stigma and promote recovery. We have a wonderful recreation group for people with the lived experience of mental health that Heidi coordinates, and she also coordinates a wonderful family recovery journey. So if you're a parent or a family member or even a friend supporting someone with mental illness, you can attend this family support group. It's very important to have those supports. And we also offer other services that you can check out on our website at schizophrenia.sk.ca or call 1-877-584-2620.
Well, I love it. Stigma busters. Hey, how cool. That is a fantastic term for it. And just a couple of the programs you going to see Singing with the Stars can affect. I love that. You know, it's very cliche to talk about mental health, but here we have you guys actually with these incredible programs for it. And Laura, your Singing with the Stars event. It's becoming a huge, huge part of changing this and changing the stigma. So congrats. Good luck again to all of the performers. One last time, why do people have to get a ticket and not miss this?
It's such a fun event. You'll definitely enjoy yourself and while giving back to the community. Again, it's happening on October 8th at TCU, and you can get tickets still. We're over 50% sold at singingwiththestars.ca. I also wanted to give a little shout-out to our presenting sponsor, Star Egg. They've supported us every year, but they're a presenting sponsor this year, which is amazing, and we can't wait to see everyone there.
As long as they're not in chaps, right? So that's not going to happen this year. That was my thing.
That's your thing.
That was my thing. Can't have chaps this year. Well, thanks again to both of you. And here for a fantastic night. October the 8th, TCUtickets.ca. Or get them fast here. Singing with the Stars is coming up quick.
Thanks, Gregor.
Thanks, Greg.